This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Arkansas Lottery Commission Chairwoman Diane Lamberth of Batesville tells lawmakers she expects to present a plan at the panel's next meeting. It's to address findings of a recent legislative audit. Auditors cited several problems earlier this month with the lottery. Lamberth appeared before the Oversight Committee yesterday. Investigators are trying to determine how a mobile home fire that killed a Scott, Arkansas man started. The body of the 31-year-old was found by fire crews early yesterday. His wife and children were not home. His name wasn't immediately released. Authorities in Izzard County say a hunter was driving an ATV loaded with a deer he had shot when it overturned, throwing him to the ground and killing him. They say 55-year-old Aubrey Appling hit his head on a rock on the ground in Saturday's accident about 2 miles north of Sillamore. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A body found last week near a walking trail in a Centerton, Arkansas park has been identified as that of a 20-year-old, Michael Savard. Police believe Savard died of natural causes. His father says he had a history of heart problems and often walked the trail at Centerton City Park. On December 1st, the Independence County District Court will be the fourth court in the state of Arkansas to take online traffic ticket payments. The public will be able to pay traffic tickets for district court cases by going online at pay.courts.arkansas.gov. All you need is your citation number and last name to make a payment. When you visit the site, you select the court where you have the ticket, enter the citation number and your last name. Then enter credit card information to pay the citation. There will be a $5.95 processing fee for online payments. The website accepts payment by Visa, MasterCard, and Discover credit cards.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Izzard County Sheriff Tate Lawrence says bogus payroll and employee bonus checks have been passed at two Melbourne grocery stores during the early evening hours when management is gone. The sheriff said the apparent culprit was posing as a FedEx driver with uniform, shirt, and jacket. Sheriff Lawrence said merchants should be aware of persons attempting to cash out-of-town checks, especially after management leaves for the day. The sheriff said merchants should be on the alert when they see payroll checks in even dollar amounts. And a truck flipping over in a one-vehicle accident did not injure the driver, but it did get him a DWI ticket. Independence County Deputy Kirk Green said when he arrived at the scene at 1500 East Main, he determined a truck driven by 30-year-old Brandon Lee Harris of Newark had left the roadway, traveled about 268 feet, crossed into the opposite lane, overturned, and came to rest in the ditch on its top. This is runoff election day in Arkansas. Runoffs from the general election from November 2nd. Early voting was light in Stone County, where a runoff will decide the mayor's race, a race in which seven candidates appeared on the November 2nd ballot. The runoff pits Ron Sterling, who had 38% of the vote in the general election, and John Tyler Henderson, who received 20% of the general election vote. Polls open at 7:30 this morning. They'll close at 7:30 tonight. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.